We just want to look at God's word again this morning, giving him thanks for what he has done for us. We have been doing some words, words from the Bible, and Peter has done it, and I don't know if this one is in his are on his list, but we're going to be looking at obedience or obeying God's word. We're going to look at a couple in the Bible, right there in Genesis, who started out right away believing in God. God called them, or called him, and he took his wife, and they left their country to go to a country that God had tell them. We're talking about Abram. First name was Abram, meaning high father. And then God came along and changed his name from Abram to Abraham, meaning father of many or father of multitude. His wife's name was Sarai at the beginning. And God also changed her name from Sarai to Sarah. And when God called Abram, you know, he was 75 years old. We think of retiring at 60 and so forth. But here was a man, he was, I would say, he did his time, and he was still in the mercy of God, and God called him. And he didn't shun from it. So just let's look at the reading. Genesis chapter 12. And we're going to read a couple of verse there. Starting from verse 1. And it said, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possession that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. We just stop there for a while. We just want to show you right away. Abram's father came from the land of Ur in Mesopotamia, and they came to Haran. And God called Abram out of Haran. Here was God in the first verse. He said, "No, the Lord had said to Abram, get you out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you." First of all, here is the command. First verse, tell him what he's supposed to do. Get out of the country, from your family, and from your father's house. That was the command of God. But on a sidetrack, you see, Abram took with him Lot. And, you know, he was thinking, just think of the whole family came from the land of Ur. But Lot's father died. And so he was in the family of Abram's father. And he also died there in Haran. And so Abram and Lot kind of grew together. And, you know, maybe when we think of it individually, when you're in that family and somebody, the breadwinner, I would say, passed on, you think that it's your responsibility to do, take care of this one. But, you know, it's not so. The Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. That's a command of God. And, you know, when we, I think, when we disobey God, in somehow, he shows us that he's still in command. And we just want to read quickly what happened to Lot and Abraham, because, you know, when we think of it, if we are in the Lord's command, he's leading and he's guiding and he's telling you what to do. And here is it. Just look over verse 13. I mean, chapter 13 and reading from verse 5. And it said, Lot also went with Abram and flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them that they might dwell together, for their position were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwell in the land. So Abram said to Lot, please, let there be no strife between you and me and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. And verse 9 said it, is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered. We'll just start there. So here was Abram. There was the strife between both parties. You see, when they came into Haran, they had nothing. Right? But God blessed them. You see, they had so much blessing that there was strife between both of them. And the godly man, this man was a man of faith. He believed in God. And he did what was right. He called him and he said, brother, look, your men and my men are fighting together. Let's not do that. For the sake of my heavenly Father, look, the plains, it's all there, it's watered. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. And if you want the greener pastures, you take it. You see, Abraham was righteous in his ways, so he gave him first preference. Yeah, you know, we are not going to do that, are we? No, we are not. And this man, you know, I think he realized what had happened to him. He came from a country where he was poor. And here God had blessed him right there. And now the Lord is talking to him. He wants to move him from Haran to bring him into the land of bread, Canaan. And he realized that. So before there is any strife between you and me, I will sit back and whatever you left me, I will take that. You take the greater part. Yes, I call that humbling, an humbling experience. And brethren, we ought to do that sometime, you know, or most of the time, in other words. Sit back and you go along. You do what is right for you. And so that was what happened. You know, just a sidetrack from obedience to not obeying God fully. Yeah, he said, get out of the land and leave your family, right? I will bring you to a land that I will show you. And then we see God promises to Abraham, if you obey me. That is in verse 2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of earth shall be blessed. Did we get that? All the families, including myself. You know? How does that happen? Well, from the generation of Abraham. Read Matthew 1:1. And we see that. Abraham, through his son David, through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, came and gave us salvation. Jesus Christ, the one who came to the lineage of Abraham, came and gave us love, give us salvation and save us. So that's why this morning, this can say that he will be a blessing to the whole world, all mankind. The blessing is theirs, but they have to come and take it. They have to take it. Let's go on. And verse 3 said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. So here we see God call Abraham. He hears a call. And now he's going to answer the call. I want you to notice too. His answer, Abraham's answer, was immediate. Immediate. He did not waver. He did not wait till the next day. He immediately. Verse 4 said, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And verse 5 said, then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possession they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. So we see God call Abraham. God's promise is in verse 2-3. And Abraham obedience, verse 4 and 5. God is still calling us today as individual believer. Yeah, individual believer, he's calling us. He's calling you maybe to be an elder, to be a superintendent, a Sunday school superintendent, to be a trustee, to be a ladies Bible study teacher, and to be a Sunday school teacher. All those vacancies are there in the body of the Lord. And if the Lord is calling you, don't just sit and not answer it. We have to answer it. I think of Teresa. The call come. I don't know how it come, but it came. And Teresa is going to answer that call. She's in motion, just about ready to take off. Yeah? Maybe we think of what we are doing here that somebody won't fill the gap. But we are all human. And when we move on, somebody else will step in. Yes, we see that and we know that. At the third act of Abram, what he did to the Lord, you know, because I said Abram was a faithful man, he built an altar. Let's read verse 6. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem. Well, we should say that Abram came in the land first. He came into the land that the Lord had told him about. And there he saw the Canaanites and all that. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the Terebinth Tree in Moreh. And the Canaanites were then in the land. And verse 7 said, then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. So you see, he came in the land. with his God, with his ways, his Christian ways. And he did not hesitate, you know, because the Canaanites were very dangerous and very bad people. But right there, you know, right in town there, he built an altar and he praised God for bringing him into the land. It's not only that, but God showing thanks by appearing to him and said, in your generation, I will give this land. And that means even today, the Israelites are supposed to possess that land until Christ come again. Yes? Yeah, that's what it means, dear ones. God gave them that land, and it's theirs forever. Yeah. The fourth thing we see in verse 8, and he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So here we see Abraham. He moved from the city and he went to the, like the hilltop. He went to the house of bread. Bethel, the house of bread. Yes, God is going to take care of his need. God is going to help him. God is going to supply his need. And he went there. And not only did he went there, he built an altar. He built a place of worship, dear ones. He did that. And not only that, he worshiped God. This is my God who bring me from Iran to this country. And here I am, I'm telling him thanks. He can come into his sanctuary and worship God. How about us, dear ones? The breaking of bread service on a Sunday morning, sometime it's tiresome to some of us, and we have other things to do. But the Lord sent out that invitation. I always say that. He sent out an invitation. Come meet me here on a Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, 9:15. And I remember me for what I did for you. Abraham was a mighty man of God. He was a forefather of the Jews and the Arabs, if you want to say that. But God, he knew his God, and he obeyed God. There's a quick one I can go to. Go to chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. And here was Abram again. This is where God is going to change both names, both Sarah. I'm not going to touch Sarah, just Abram. And see what God did there for them. 17, reading from verse 1. Then Abram was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am an almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you. And will multiply you exceedingly. Yes? Here was God again appearing to Abraham. I just want to read the covenant. Just jump down to verse 10. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendant after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in your flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generation. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. He who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child, who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And so we see that this was one of the things, a covenant that God made with Abraham. And here we see, I just want to show you again where Abraham answered the call. Verse 22. Then he finished talking with him. God, this is God, and God went up from Abraham. So Abraham took Ishmael, his son, all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with money. Every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin, that very same day, as God said to him. Just stop there for a while. So here Abraham again answered the call of God, and he didn't hesitate, dear ones. The same day, you know, not tomorrow. God talked to him this morning, this evening. Abraham was ready and willing to do what God said. Abraham, he was 99 years old, still working for God. Yes? Yeah. How old are you? We are old as we feel. Abraham had the strength and God called on him. 99 years old. Yes? And immediately he responded to God. He was circumcised. His son Ishmael was circumcised. Anybody that he bought in his house was circumcised. If you were born in his house, you have to be circumcised. Now, the other side of it, if you weren't circumcised, you were turned away. So we see Abraham again listening to God, and he answered the call. This morning, are we listening? Are we going to answer God's call? The last test, I don't have to read this. You can read this for this evening because there is no meeting. Genesis 22. God called Abraham. This morning we hear that in the breaking of bread. And verse 3 of 22, I think, said, Abraham, and he said, here am I. And God said to him, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, and go make him a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. And he did that. He went and did that. And we this morning can think of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save sinners. The Father gave him, and he was willing to go to the cross. If you're here this morning and you haven't known Christ as your Savior, the day of salvation is still available, and the day of grace is still open to those who will heed the call. Did Abraham obey God? He did. He did. Did God bless him? He did. The angel... I just have to read this, 22:15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessings, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply you. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemy. In you, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Obedience. That's the word we're talking about. We hear people say, obey mom and dad. But here is God. Give a command to this one who was a faithful man. This one who was a willing man. This one man who was ready to do what the Lord says to do. And we, as believers, what can we take away from this morning? Yes? We can obey God. We can obey God. If that's the only thing we can do, we can obey God. If you're hearing a call, and I mean, it don't have to be to go to Colombia like Teresa. Right in your home. Right at school where you work. Whatever you do, the call is right there. We just sang, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. You can be a blessing to your grandkids. We can be a blessing to our kids. Even when they turn their backs against God. Or they said they're not ready yet. Keep praying, dear ones. The day of grace will come. Maybe not in my lifetime. But my kids, all my kids, might come to know God as their Savior. And that's all we can do, you know? Pray for them. There's another thing that we generally sing. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, Father and oh God, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for the life of Abraham. Father, an example that we can set for our own children, our own family. Pray, God, this morning that you might continue to make us a blessing as we go forward. Help us to serve those who are in need and to see the need and to answer the call. Thank you again, Father, for your word. And bless each one here this morning. Cause that if there's one here not knowing you, the Savior, Father, trouble their heart. Or give them cause to think about these things. And they too might come to know Christ as their Savior. We give you thanks. And our Savior is worthy and precious name. Amen.